There is one absolutely unique doctrine of our Catholic faith. A doctrine is a teaching. And that is the Incarnation. The Incarnation is the doctrine that says that God, in order to redeem the fallen world, became man. And Jesus Christ is the one who became fully God. He is fully God, and he became fully man as well, as we profess him every week in the Creed, true God and true man. He is the Son of Mary, but he's also the Son of the Eternal God. And before the Incarnation took place, we could say that God governed the universe and watched over the human family, but kind of from a distance, so to speak. Certainly, he sent prophets to Israel and provided special guidance to the chosen people of the Old Testament, the Jewish people. But when the second person of the Holy Trinity became man in the womb of Mary, a whole new era began. And that's why we date human history according to two different standards, B.C. and A.D. B.C. is the time before Christ, and A.D. is initials of two Latin words, Anno Domini, which means from the time of our Lord. God became actively present inside his own creation when Jesus became man. You know, even the old myths of the Greeks, the Romans, who kind of basically borrowed all the Greek myths, pagan religions that were in existence at the time of our Lord even, well, none of them ever thought of or could even conceive that God would become man. Their gods, their pagan gods, weren't like that. But the loving and tireless activity of God in the world and building his kingdom and guiding us along the path of salvation, well, all of that helps us to answer a common objection to Christianity that we've had from the very beginning. Critics of the church have said that all we are intent on is getting into heaven, and that we become useless here on earth. We don't care of what happens on earth as long as we get to heaven. But God is an active God, and so are his followers, you and me. That is not true. We do work to better this world as well. Later this month, we're going to celebrate the feast. It's a memorial of St. Robert Bellarmine, who lived in the 1600s. He died in the early 1600s. He lived mostly in the 1500s. And he was a cardinal of the church, and his life gives faith and clear evidence of how being tied to Christ and following him as his disciple increases our human potential. It doesn't take it away. St. Robert Bellarmine taught almost every subject offered in the post-Reformation universities, that is, after the Protestant split in the church. He wrote two catechisms. Martin Luther wrote the first catechism, but St. Robert Bellarmine wrote two that were translated into as many languages as there are translations of the Bible. He was rector of the college in Rome, the foremost school of theology at that time in the Catholic world. He was a Vatican theologian under two popes. Head of the Vatican Library. On the side, he took up various diplomatic missions on behalf of the church. He was a Jesuit priest, and so he also served as a provincial, which is kind of a regional superior in certain parts of the world, is what a provincial is. He spent 3 years implementing the reforms of the Council of Trent in the Archdiocese of Capua, where he was a model bishop and pastor of his flock. And he served as spiritual director for the Jesuits in Rome. If you hear this, you wonder who was doing any other work in Rome in those days besides him. He went over many of his intellectual adversaries simply by being respectful and balanced and sincere in presenting the truth. Even the great scientist Galileo dedicated one of his books to St. Robert Bellarmine. And without a doubt, his activity on behalf of the church flowed and reflected the active love that moved God to become incarnate in order to lead us to salvation. But you know, despite knowing all of these truths and all of these things, I know intellectually most of us here believe everything I just said. It is the truth. But sometimes we get discouraged, don't we? We get discouraged in following Christ. We wonder, is anything ever going to get any better? Is my life always going to be terrible? Is there always going to be suffering? Whatever it might be. Perhaps we doubt following Christ sometimes, and we're discouraged from that. But keep this in mind. Discouragement never, never comes from the Holy Spirit. Because for Catholics, hope is not a dream, but a reality. Discouragement comes from the devil, not from the Holy Spirit. You know, oftentimes when we seem to be stuck in our spiritual life and we're not making any progress, or we're incapable of overcoming certain defects or sinful habits and vices, and that somehow morphs into discouragement. But that's exactly what the devil wants to do to us. He wants us to be discouraged, because discouragement leads to a slacking off in our efforts to follow Christ, to practice self-discipline, to pray. And that's when the devil can really make a bold move on us, luring us into sinful relationships or activity that actually obstructs the flow of God's grace in our hearts. And that's why when we hear discouragement knocking at the door, or we seem to have reached a spiritual plateau, we need to let Christ take us off by ourselves, away from the crowd, just as the gospel reading says, to renew our interior hearing. Well, the second thing is a short thing. God's active and determined presence in the world gives us unbounded hope for others. It really does, for others. No soul is too hardened to be transformed by love and forgiveness. The greatest sinners often make the greatest saints. You remember the story of St. Maria Goretti being martyred for the faith. A young man that worked on her father's farm tried to rape her. He stabbed her 30-some times. She died. He went to prison. He had a hard heart then. But while he was in prison, St. Maria Goretti appeared to him in a vision and forgave him. The first thing that man did when he was released from prison 25 years later was to go to the house of St. Maria Goretti's mother and to beg her forgiveness for what he had done to her child. He was worked as a layman in a monastery the rest of his life doing prayer and penance. And when St. Maria Goretti was canonized a saint in Rome, who do you think was sitting next to her up near the altar, up to her mother, that is? This man that murdered her daughter. He sat next to St. Maria Goretti's mother for the canonization ceremony. That's what the love of God can do. Though someone appears deaf to the word of life and unable to respond to the invitations of the Holy Spirit, our confidence must never be shaken. For Jesus makes the deaf hear and the dumb speak. Yes, God did become man in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. And we renew our confidence in this incarnate God who took on our flesh, who is so active in the world, letting him touch our wounded hearts and praying for those who no longer pray for themselves.